Pecan 498. Hey boys.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
Well,
good.
I wasn't bitten by a horse today, so I'm feeling great.
Did you have the opportunity to be bitten by a horse?
Well, I thought the whole internet had seen that poor man walking down the sidewalk who was massacred by that carriage horse. You didn't?
No.
Oh my God. So you may have seen an old video where a camel picks up a mean old Arab man and slings him around. I think eventually kills him. This was close. This horse bites this man's man titty and like pulls him almost off the ground. And like, it's to give the guy credit, he knocked the shit out of that horse.
Oh yeah, dude, I'd fuck up a horse.
Is this in America?
Yeah, he didn't hold back.
Did he suplex the horse? Because that's what I do.
He like he gave him like a two arms charging shove kind of thing. But I think some of it was that he was falling from having his titty pulled out halfway off. I saw the wound on Twitter, and it's like you can see the outline of a giant. You know, when somebody bites you, like maybe a kid bites you, you're like, ha, you little fucker, look at that, like Jaws, like that, but horse size.
My daughter Hope hates horses, fucking hates them, and she's pretty funny about it too. She's like, "What, you believe that cloven animal sent from hell is good?" But it turns out, now I remember, she was bit by a horse at Disney World as a child, and just hasn't forgive the whole fucking animal kingdom yet.
I mean, open palm.
I mean, that's understandable. See, I thought she was hateful, but she has a lot of evidence on her side here.
Yeah.
A horse.
I think she was trying to pet its nose.
I've always admired Westerns so much that I have this, I revere horses in a way that I have no reason to, because I mean, we had a horse growing up, but that didn't go well. like I say growing up, we had a horse for a while. And then I went to a horse camp for a whole summer, which was one of those instances of like a parent should have been like, Kyle, this is for little girls. You'll be the only big boy here riding a horse with all the little girls. Why don't we go take you to a boy cowboy camp? But nobody said anything even resembling any of that. They said, sure, $50 more ain't much. And they put me on and they left me there with all them little girls. It was so awkward. And like the lady ran the place. Her daughters were like barrel racing, roping cowgirls. And so here's me and like eight other little girls in those slightly older girls' bedroom looking at their ribbons and shit they had won. And I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
Oh, it wasn't like you didn't feel like the belle of the ball. Like
I was not the belle of the ball. It was only one person who would talk to me. It was Meredith. Shout out to Meredith.
Yeah.
She was my age, inexplicably, because everybody else was younger and she didn't seem to mind that I was a boy. Anyway, it was ridiculous. But I went to horse camp, so I like that.
You know, I love this story. I'm kind of reminded of when I learned to play hockey, and I was the only grown up.
Kyle, I know you don't know hockey culture, but Woody going to a learn to skate as an adult is hysterical. Like it is, 5, 6, 7 year olds out there around, like people are like,
dude,
good job,
I
good
fuck
job.
Them up.
Shuffling their foot, and Woody's over there crossing over. Like,
dude, I played roller hockey for a long time, and I had a dangerous slap shot, at least if you're six. And
you're like Kramer, Kung Fu, and kids. Bowing to the fucking sensei over there. Like, you're like, coach thinks I've got what it takes to play the pros.
Yeah.
Like the NHL? No.
Their legs. I was dangling around them.
The 5 to 7 year old pro am.
That's so funny. Because if you don't know, you see learn to skate and you'd think like, oh, this is where you go to learn to skate. But you do age out of that.
Yeah. The ref is like, I've never called a hip check to the face before, but okay.
It's like the ref's defending you. He's like, this is hockey, folks. Like, it's part
There's
of the
no
game.
Rule against being bigger and stronger than your opponent.
Yes, there is. Right here.
There is a rule in the book.
That man cut me off in the parking lot. And now he's throwing little Jimmy into the board so hard his teeth are rattling.
They have to put all the kids in non-contact jerseys because Woody's out there.
They've all got baby teeth. He's knocking them out.
Knocking out baby teeth is a funny thing for hockey.
It's the best one to do. I mean, little kids in hockey gear would be a funny fucking like photo, like make it seem like they lost all those teeth playing hockey. That's the time when I think kids are kind of the cutest, when you've got kids who are all snaggletoothed and shit, when they're missing, they look like a jack-o'-lantern and they
or
can
the
barely
front
talk.
Two are ginormous, like they're adult man sized.
Oh, like Hermione. Yeah.
Oh, did she have that for a bit?
Yeah. Yeah. In the books, Hermione is not very attractive. And that's why all of her friends are dudes. And she's super brainy, too. So she's not fitting in well. And she's got these huge buck teeth. And they get shrunk down at one point, and it's time to fix her back the way she was. And she's like, actually, let's leave those the way they are. And like has this like cosmetic surgery in like year 4 or 5 or something like that. And just gets those fixed up. Yeah. She's like, when you fix me back up, let's leave the teeth the way they are. And like, doesn't, cause she doesn't want big, ugly buck teeth. Cause she's a girl. She wants to be pretty.
I'm very confused. So something fixed her teeth.
Yeah, so she had like transformed into I can't remember exactly. She had transformed to use Polyjuice or something. She had become another thing, and it was time to write that magic and make her herself again. And she's like, leave the teeth like they are.
Like, get the teeth
fixed. Yeah.
I didn't know that was an option with that potion that you could just
I saw the writer Rowling say that, and it's like, why would you even say this? It's so long after and such a big product. She's like, you know what? I think Hermione and Harry should have ended up together. It didn't make sense for Hermione and Ron, did it? And it's like, bitch, you wrote that shit.
Yeah. It's your like, book, dumbass.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, you can't say that now. First of all, yes, that's what we are all thinking. We're screaming it that Harry has no chemistry with Ginny. Even he didn't have any with Cho Chow. Hermione's the fuckable one. All right, and Ron is not the guy. Like Neville's the one who's got the glow up over there. I could see him getting with Hermione. Maybe she needs somebody brave in his life. Ron's just this fucking poor redheaded kid. Like, nah, I don't know about all that.
Ron's the only character in that whole series. I didn't read the books, but I watched the movies that I just every time he was on screen, I was like, you're such a waste, Ron. Like every time it's like Hermione pulling her weight. Harry, obviously pulling his weight. Dumbledore and the gang pulling his weight. Hagrid doing his best. Ron, every time he's on screen, whining, complaining. Even Voldemort and his like the guy with the snake staff. At least I knew what they were angling for, and they weren't afraid of going for it.
A lot of Voldemort's plans don't work if Ron isn't there. Ron has one of Harry Potter's mortal enemies in his pocket for the first 2 fucking years of the show. Like there is a man transformed as a rat who wants to murder Harry. And he is Lord Voldemort's most loyal servant, perhaps. And he lives in Ron's pocket for the first two fucking years before they figure it out later. Maybe longer. I haven't
serious?
Read this. Yeah, very like, serious.
No. Serious. It's Peter Pettigrew.
Sirius is a character for people that don't know at all.
Yeah.
Sirius was a good guy.
It's the rat man. Yeah, Sirius was the best.
But I thought Sirius turned into a rat. Do I have that made up?
Nah, a dog. He was a dog. He called himself Fluffy. But he was Harry's godfather and like the closest thing he ever had to like a real parent, and then he dies right in front of Harry's eyes. It's real sad.
Harry Potter has too much children panicking. I need my heroes to be brave, right? I like an Iron Man, a Captain America, Endgame. This is the scene, right? The whole fucking world's opening up. The spaceships are coming down. There's all these problems. Captain America is literally 1v like 75,000. And he's like, all right, you fuckers messed with the wrong guy. I like that. He didn't scream. He didn't panic. Ron has a bigger fear to like a possible car accident.
Well, Ron's not the star, though. We can't compare Ron to Captain America. Ron's that kid in the rubble watching Captain America pick the hammer up. Okay, Harry's the cool one. They warp Harry to that fucking graveyard in the middle of the night after he's exhausted and beaten already from the Tri-Wizard Tournament. And he's surrounded by all of the Death Eaters who then make his greatest enemy material again. And Harry Potter, come to die. What does Harry do? Fights it out. He doesn't run, fights.
Dude, I was pulling for that Bulgarian guy the whole time I was watching. I'm like, clearly this is the king of the castle. He's the best wizard among you. If he doesn't win, there's nonsense afoot.
Maybe I should watch Kyle's show about children and romance or whatever the fuck Harry
Potter coming back.
Does Ron ever
HBO's
get
HBO's about
have a
to
brave
remake
series?
The Harry Potter thing, and I'm all about it because they're going to do a year per year and have like this decade old thing by the end. They better cast those kids right. You don't want a fat little dumpling or a cutter or something weird.
You know what? On the other hand, well, you're probably right. You're probably right. But I would be open to recasting.
You struggle with suicidal ideation.
Oh, 100% recasting.
No. I mean, during the 10 years, like if it takes them 10 years to tell this story and the kids, are they supposed to age 10 years?
I'm 10 years. It's perfect. That's why it's perfect, because every book is a year of their schooling It's 7 years.
Nowadays, things come out every 18, 24 months.
They would have to have a schedule. Well, don't worry. They'll only make 3 episodes a year, Woody.
Oh, all my concerns are alleviated now. Thank you, guys.
All those complaints.
Maybe I'm being too harsh on Ron. You'll have to remind me. Did he have like a comeback story moments. Where he becomes brave at the end or no?
Not exactly.
He fucks Hermione.
He had.
That's pretty brave.
He kind of comes on her back, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm in favor of that.
He has a bunch of moments where he's either him returning or him like sticking with Harry or like overcoming his cowardice is what saves the day. Yeah, they each have their moments. Ron's.
I prefer Pippin's. Pippin's story, Pippin and Mary, starting with cowardice and slowly evolving into heroes in their own right.
Was it Mary who knocked the bucket and the chain down that well? And
that was Pippin.
Pippin. I saw a meme the other day, and it was like, Gimli's bellowing through the halls. No! Gandalf, there, Master Dwarf. Pippin bumps a bucket. Oh!
Dude, that was a bad bucket to bump. I remember watching that even as a kid, and I'm like, where does that well lead to? Just a chasm?
What were they hauling up?
Other forms of rocks, other stones. That's what the dwarves love. They love stones.
They're big on rocks.
Drawing a bucket full of endless chasm.
Don't get them started on stones. That would have been good. A little conversation with Legolas and Gimli where they explore each other's interests. Where it'd be like, I like rocks. And Legolas is like, I like being immortal in 1,000 years old.
And I like walking on snow without leaving footprints.
It's no wonder the dwarves resent the elves. It's objectively a better life. You don't live underground. You're immortal. You're taller. You never go bald unless you choose to, like Elrond.
The only thing is, you guys have heard it before, so I'll say it and fast forward. I have this idea that the right climate leads to the right, like the most productive civilization. It can't be Arctic, but it also can't be like Hawaii where you just throw up a hammock and fucking coconuts fall on your head and you never need to advance your civilization. Well, elves are Hawaii. They live in trees. They never fucking invent so much as a wheel. They have magic. They have everything all covered. They ride around on horses. They shoot bows and arrows. And their society is like the fucking Avatar world or something where they are super beings. But they're also basically Native American Indians with magic that live.
They lean on magic too hard. And you're right about the fact that like even in the wars between the elves and the dwarves, like it's like, oh, how are the dwarves going to win? Other than the fact they're like a lot stronger on a one to one basis physically. It's like, well, while you guys were futting around up here sleeping, the dwarves were inventing like big mechanisms and like war weapons machines. War. And like that's another thing people don't know about. Maybe people do. Like one of the quote unquote powers of the dwarves is like they're fantastic engineers. Mm-hmm. They know how anything you can imagine, they can build it. When the elves are like, we don't know how to build this, even though we have infinite time. Get a dwarf in here. He'll get us moving in the right direction with counterweights and stuff.
The elves should be way smarter. I watch Tier Zoo, for example. And in that they often talk about like scoping your evolution points into this and that. They video gamify evolution. And things that live longer are better able to pass on that generational knowledge. They gather more wisdom. If humans had our full life cycle in 4 years, then we wouldn't have the same wisdom that we do because we live 80 years.
Or maybe elves, we'd have more because we'd have, if we mature, you know, if we lived to 4, then by like 1, we're adults, maybe. But maybe because we got those short spans and we got all these generations flooding through, we can advance more quickly. And adopt new ideas more quickly because like the next generation.
I think there's a lot
here.
Of value in spending like the first 22 years of your life in school.
I think you'd have a lot of knowledge drop offs if we lived to 4, where there would be
learn different.
A lot of peaks and valleys in civilization.
You'd hardly get past starting a fire.
But it's a different kind of hard drive, right? Like ours are like we have this long infancy period where we're helpless and stupid. Like most animals, they fall out the back and get licked a little, and then they're up and fucking. All right, come on. They're like shuffling. meanwhile, we're just sitting there ready to be eaten for years. Mm-hmm. Years. Yeah.
And I don't think a brain as complex as ours could develop that quickly. Like that's why we're so weak for so long is our brains take so much more energy than other animals do.
Yeah,
like
part of it.
There's like no. What's the requirement of a turtle brain?
Taylor's projecting. You know, it takes a lot of energy to build a giant head and brain.
It does. It does, though. Huge amount of energy. Bring phrenology back.
Most of our caloric burn is our brains, right?
A lot of it is.
No, I think most of our caloric burn is like powering our brain. I've been watching these short stories on YouTube, and I think a lot of them are either AI generated or Reddit writing prompts. And it's all these like alien encounter scenarios, and they're often from the point of view of the aliens describing humanity. And I love them. I'm eating them like popcorn. Like does I must have watched 15 of these things. They're 6 to 20 minutes long each. One of them, humanity's like meeting the Galactic Republic for the first time. They're in the Senate building, and everybody's looking at the human and kind of making fun of them. And this other race has they're like. Humanity is like their guest. They like gave them a pet, like, hey, as you know, humanity just helped us in our war against the Zendathu over there. And you look at the Zendathu guy and he's sitting there fucking looking at the floor. And everybody's like, what's wrong with him? And you know, humanity stepped in and they helped us with our war. Of course, they've only recently gotten faster than light travel, as you know, but they're a wonderful species. And I think they'd be a great addition. And they have some documents that they brought for us, and the you can hear the leader's mind, and they're all mocking the human. And basically the human says, we've got these articles we'd like you all to sign, and they dictate how wars should be fought. We've long had rules for our wars, and as you know, we just had a war with the Zendathu over there, and that went very poorly. And we just want, if we have any trouble with anyone here, we'd like everyone to sign this. And like the warrior race guy jumps up and he's like, we're not, how dare you dictate to us? We're the Galactic Empire. We've been in these chambers longer than you've had, you know, wheels. We'll make war upon you now, and we won't sign your document. And the human says, well, what will be the rules of our war then? He's like, ready. He's like, okay, war then. What are the rules? And he's like, no rules. We will kill your men. We will enslave your women, and we will send your children to the vacuum of space. Oh, okay. So then the war starts. The Galactic Empire, because they're not warrior races, their way of war is like when we used to have ships of the line, and they would, two fleets would circle each other firing broadsides, and then they would board each other and fight. Or you get in the field and line up like with muskets. They like have the lasers British. And stuff, but they have no strategy. So the humans kill them all. They kill them all. I think the name of the video is like, whatever happened to the Glendathu? And it's like, this is the story of what happened to them. Like at the end, humanity kills them all. They get back to those chambers and they're like, no, we do not accept your surrender. We told you what would happen. You destroyed three of our colonies. You killed 1.2 million humans. We want all of your generals executed. We're going to try them. We're going to melt them with radiation so they die painfully. You will be executed personally. And you will also have to change your name. You're no longer the Glendathu. You're the Samorans.
You spell Glendathu. I want to. We're gonna rename so bad.
You. Oh, I can find the video. Because there's no video. It's just audio. You know, it's an audio story.
Dude, they needed a guy like, but it's like Michigan had this year, like watching some game tape before they agreed.
No
to that.
Game tape. You know when the war happen? Starts?
100%. Kyle's retelling of the story is going to be better than the original.
I this promise. Has happened it's to not. Be about, it's really
Colin
good.
Will. Not Colin. Kyle will fucking tell you about some lame ass Star Trek episode from 1997. And I'm on the edge of my seat. Like, I got to rewatch that shit. And then you see Wesley Crusher try to reenact Kyle's telling, and he's not there. He's not there. It doesn't happen. It's bad.
They go to have their war, and they've allowed like a representative from the council to come onto their flagship, the human flagship, to watch the war. And he's wanting to run right away. He's like, I got to get out of here. This is crazy. You're just, what are we doing? And the enemy, the Zendathu or whatever, like line up broadsides. They're ready to go. They're all sideways in their big spaceships. And the humans are like, zoom in. They're like, they're like 10 giga quads away or whatever. And he's like, but the picture was like we were right next to them. And then they began their approach. And when we got to 7 giga quads, I heard a lady say, we're in weapons range. That's right. Their weapons range is 7.5 gigaquats. So then they just started shooting. Then the captain said, prepare thermonukes. It's like every step of it is just overkill. It's real fun. And it's
please give
to,
me
like,
this
hear.
Link. I desperately want this video now. I've invested. I'm watching it tonight.
I got it. I found it.
With Jackie.
I'm pretty sure this is the exact story. It's on a YouTube channel called Sci-Fi Stories. There was another one where like the humans. There's many chapters, like maybe six or eight chapters or something, I think. Okay. There's one where like it became like a universal saying, the humans are here, as like a joke.
Is like, this where I like, start this video?
I think it is. I'll double check before we like sign off later. Okay. Make sure I've sent you the right one. But no, I like all these. I like all these. It's more often than not, the aliens realize that I think the idea in a lot of the stories, the background is that for an alien race to get to the Galactic Council and achieve faster than light travel, all of them had this same thing in common, that they didn't really fight much. They're not warrior like races. So the fact that humanity's achieved faster than light travel is an anomaly that such a scary warlike species now has it.
This video Kyle linked is called "What Happened When the Humans Came."
Oh, that one's good. I'll make sure I give you the right one before.
I was trying to help the audience,
but that's that one's good too. They're all good, honestly. I listened to, like I said, a bunch of them. But what's really good is what me and Taylor have been watching. I don't know if you have. What do you? Shogun. You watching any of Shogun?
You've got to be on the shirt of Shogun.
It's the Japanese 16th century drama on Hulu right now.
17th century, technically, I guess.
16th. I hope it's on Plex. No, so, yes, you're commercials. Right.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
There's no commercials on Hulu.
I get them. You must have a subscription. Uh-oh.
I pay the extra $3 a month, and I do not get
it. I don't watch much Hulu, but maybe I would. Maybe this would get me in. Or hopefully it's on Plex.
Yeah, so you're always looking for like good shit to watch. This is the best. It's only two episodes, but this is not, I don't think it's going to become from. Like, it's, first of all, it's better than that ever was. And it's the best shit I've seen since Chernobyl. It's really
good. This is being very well accepted. Like, critics are raving about this. It's super popular already. I know they filmed in Canada because of COVID, but everything is so accurate. Not that I'm an expert on 1600s Japan or anything, but the costumes look excellent. The scenery looks excellent. I like all those actors. Like I said before, you can't wokeify 1600s Japan. It just is what it is. There's no way to do
it. If they would have tried, it would have fallen flat, because it would.
It just is what it is. Didn't hold up very well in Hamilton.
Oh,
or that show about Vikings that Netflix made. I didn't see it, but it was like,
you know, that show about our founding fathers, the African American rappers.
Yeah. Well, the main Japanese guy in the show, one of the main actors, was like, "I'm not doing this unless you're casting like people correctly. They have to be Japanese, unless of course like the main character is a white guy, so obviously he's going to be a white guy." But it's really, really fucking good. The acting's great. The plot's great. It's
basically, the story is like the leader of Japan, or such that he was, has passed away, and power has been fractured and split among four or five warlords. And now one of them has gotten the rest of the council together to go after the strongest of them. And he's our guy. Like the guy who's been persecuted and cornered by the whole council, he's our guy. And he's sitting there like fucking thinking his way out of it, like a Game of Thrones character. And it's really fun to watch. And our other character is, I think his name's John Blackthorne or something. And it's a real life historical character, the first Englishman, I think, to make it to Japan, because the Portuguese and the Catholic Church had kept it a secret from the rest of Europe and the Protestants and at large. And had been doing all their trade with them. And this guy is the thorn in the side of everyone, really. He's constantly cursing and screaming and getting mad because he doesn't believe the Catholic interpreter is going to tell
him.
He
must
truth.
Be good. Like, that was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's literally getting pissed on and beaten up. They boil a man alive. In the first episode,
that was a little much. I didn't like that.
That was so much. I was not prepared for that ramp up. Okay, at least in Game of Thrones, like they decapitate a few people early, let you see a little torture, and then we cut some dicks off later on. You're all right. I can take it. This, oh my god, right out of the gate, and we're boiling this guy alive. And it takes a long time to boil a guy alive when you start with cold water. It's awful.
I definitely looked down at my phone during some of that scene. I was like, I don't really want
to. Oh, I wanted to see his face. His face is melting off and stuff. It's awful. Yeah. That's real gruesome.
But it's not leaning on Shogun. I'm watching three shitty shows at the same time right now.
Oh, move to a good one.
Masters of the Air. Are you guys watching that still? Did you give up on it?
I didn't start it. That's all they got from me.
No, on the other hand, am current and getting disappointed weekly. The other one is Celestial. I don't know which one's better between those two. The Celestial, it had a really neat concept on the opening one, and I was like, "Ooh, this might be cool." At this point, I'm just not into it. It's one of those shows that doesn't give you the information you need to understand it, and that's how they handle this mystery. And I'm like, this just doesn't fucking, I don't get it. I don't know. What is this bullshit?
It's got like Stephen King syndrome, where it's got the most awesome, coolest premise that doesn't have the correct backfill to make it satisfying when it comes to fruition. Perfect. It's like, oh, I thought there was going to be a lot of moving mechanisms and parts behind this, but it's magic.
And then the last one, have you heard of Resident Alien?
No.
Oh, yeah. I know about that. I know about it. It's got
You avoided it from the start.
It has the guy who's like the engineer or like the tough guy from that Nathan Fillion show, Firefly, back in the day.
Yeah, not the.
It's that redheaded guy.
It has the pilot who's the like tough guy's
that's
wife,
what I meant, pilot.
Husband.
You're right, pilot. He's an undercover alien.
Yes,
that sounds fun, but like when I saw that premise, I was like, this is just a way to have some regular guy act, and like 99% of the time he's not an alien often, is he?
He is an alien often, except that it's easier than you think. He just throws on a mask and some gloves and wears full clothes.
He's got a good mask. I thought he transformed.
So when you first meet this guy, he is a high budget, wonderful CGI alien. And then every time you see him in alien form going forward, he'll just throw mask and the gloves on real quick and be alien. It's a good mask, but it's not like, you know, nanotech CGI goodness or anything.
Okay.
The premise is the alien is going to Earth to exterminate everybody. His plane crashes, something goes wrong. And now he's trying to like recover his equipment and get back on mission. It is obvious he's going to take an affinity towards the humans and not kill us all. He's already falling in love with one of his coworkers. And I'm just like, this is a horseshit bad show. I don't know how much farther I'll give it.
Yeah, cut your losses and go over to Shogun. It's really solid.
It's
so
excellent.
Far.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's excellent.
This is the one, Kyle?
Yeah, that's definitely the one that I was describing.
Let me say the name for the audience in case they're also as enthusiastic as I am. Why the Galavric Are No More, part 1 of 7, a short sci-fi story. Galavrck. It's not a word you can spell. Well, Taylor could probably spell it, but
I don't know about that. Couldn't even get liaison.
Yeah. Anyway, so now we'll add that to the list. Jackie and I watch fish videos almost every day. She has become an expert in corals. It is pretty cool to see. She knows all their Latin names and shit and what their requirements are and their different compatibility. And she's very good.
Is she angling for a fish expansion, a tank expansion?
We've done one tank expansion already. I've already had this idea to like utilize our server room as a fish tank engine room and put the fish tank behind where the projector screen is now. Screen on a motor so it goes up and down and you can just choose your configuration. But Jackie was like, maybe we should like fix the roof. And I'm like, pish posh.
This is where I keep my computer boring. Servers and fish tanks.
Yeah, I know. You're not wrong.
Two peas in a pod.
My two most precious things right next to one another.
One
of them would be a catastrophic. So I keep them close so nothing can happen to either.
Why, sure, a catastrophic failure in one ensures one in the other. Why do you ask?
I don't know. I some people who go to tanks bigger than ours find that it's not as good. Like when I went from my 25 gallon to my 150, in some ways it was 6 times more fun. I'm told that if you go from a 150 to a 450, it is not triple the fun necessarily, that you might just find a triple the work and the same amount of fun.
Big tank.
Makes sense.
So I'm going slowly.
It's like if you decide to buy four dogs all at once.
What kind of psycho would do that?
You should add a different exhibit, though. Like you know that thing at the aquarium where you pet the sand dollars? Like, you should have one of those, like a big round, you know, shallow pool that you've got some critters that you can kind of you know, play with.
Oh, I was watching a dolphin blow bubble rings and then swim through them and push them around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jackie, we need some salt for the pool. Yeah. Let's do this.
I saw that on Twitter too. And it was like, it made me almost sad where I'm like, that thing is so bored in there. It needs space. It needs space to swim. It's not like an alligator. We should give a fuck a little bit. Like, let it
out. Our dolphin won't be bored. Colin loves to wrestle in the pool. Oh. I hope Colin's okay with a little rape, because dolphins are not good.
I think if they don't like what you're doing, they just drown you. Like, they're just like, all right, you're in my domain and I'm a big animal. I'm going to hold you down with my prehensile penis.
I think it's fascinating that those orca are clearly, they've decided to be peaceful to us. Like, they've decided that, right? Like,
the orcas, like in the wild?
Yeah. The orcas have never hurt a human in the wild ever. They've decided not to.
I think they're sneaky about it.
I think they've never done it ever. But when they kill those sharks,
that no one attacked by an orca has ever lived to tell the tale.
Yeah. And if you see the crowds on those Antarctic beaches, like,
they were after us. But with those sharks, I saw one hit a great white the other day, like a freight train. The video is just on the great white, sort of up from above, and he's doing his wiggle thing.
A lemon shark.
And then the orca cut. It said great white on the video, but the orca comes out of nowhere and fucking hits it like a freight train and just destroys it with one hit. They eat the great white's livers. Did you know that? That they remove the liver and leave the rest?
Well, that's wasteful. Not very American Indian of them. But
there's plenty of critters around to eat the rest.
Yeah, I guess it's not wasteful. There's a whole ecosystem that crops up on the bottom around.
On the bottom, they're called whale falls.
Beck, can you show this? I assume Colin and I are talking about the same video because we're both on Reddit so much, but I could be wrong. It happens all the time.
That is not the video.
Oh, it's not? Okay. But Zach is going to show it.
And I see this little shark. So shallow. Wow.
I think it got away. Oh. And he's quick.
I'm just on the beach.
Yeah, now it's replaying. I didn't realize how small it was. I was like, what attacked that shark? Was it a great white? Kyle says it's an orca. I didn't know it was an orca, but now I do. But the shark must have been like a foot long to be attacked by a barracuda like that.
Yeah. I wish I could find
I think I saw the one you were talking about, Kyle. I don't know if it's not a new clip. I think if it's an old clip, I've seen it before. It's like in the deep sea and it hits it like a train and it fucks it up.
I think I've seen an orca throw a shark in the air. They do that with seals for a goof.
I'm fine with them killing as many sharks as they please.
Here's some different footage of them killing a great white. It's not what I was talking about. It doesn't have the impact, but they are just clearly murdering this shark. But the fact that they don't hurt us, but they do fuck up our boats. I think it's in the Mediterranean or somewhere where they've been destroying those boats, like sinking them. But when they sink them, the people are in the water, and they leave the people alone.
Oh.
Why would they leave us alone?
Kyle said they decided. They got together, they held a council, and decided people are cool.
I mean,
maybe. I bet they're a lot smarter than we think they are.
I think they are. Like, I think these things should have rights. I think, like, marine mammals in general should have rights.
That shark is bleeding.
Yeah, they want that liver.
Yeah, he's not going to make it.
He stopped moving.
I think he's thinking.
He's in the rut. Yeah. And there's three orcas wanting that liver.
Yeah, you read about, like, orcas, and I think sperm whales, a lot of those, like, have dialectic communication, where they theorize that, like...
They're using AI to try to decipher whale language.
That would be cool. I mean, It would be funny if like it was like Google's AI and it's like orcas hate white people. And then facts.
I wonder if like we're like, oh cool, AI, that's like just magic computer dust that'll figure it out, right? Fucking Siri barely understands what I say. Are they really gonna figure out what orcas are saying?
No.
Yeah. Well, in the same way that they decipher those tablets that have very little left of them with the context clues, right? Like they're looking at a giant puzzle and they can like look at many, many different potentials rapidly and come to a conclusion, right? That's how it works.
Yeah, but that's also how you get some of you've shown me some of these, the ridiculous fossil reconstructions throughout the ages.
Well, that's people.
Some guy who's like, well, yeah, AI is just an if this, then this machine made by people.
Sure, but, you know, it's better than one person in a dark room in a... I have some serious doubts about those dinosaurs. I 100% believe dinosaurs are real. I always joke about the conspiracy theory that they're like a made up thing, like mermaids and such. But I have some serious doubts. They look like that at all. Like
I think we're wrong on the dinosaur thing. I hate to admit it, but I don't think dinosaurs were even a third as cool as we were led to believe in movies.
Is it the feathers?
It's the feathers. No, and the feathers are cool. It's not cool. And it's the size of the dinosaurs.
What if dinosaurs were pretty big, you know, 15, 18, 20 feet tall and colored like a parrot?
That'd be fucking scary as shit.
That would be really scary, but...
Polly, want to kill your children.
I think... What was the one? I don't remember.
Oh my God, you told me this. That's the horror movie. That's the horror movie that it's giant parrots and they're mimicking things they've heard you say to draw you deeper into the jungle. The parrots just perfectly sounds like your wife out there, like that awful Lethal Company game.
That awful Lethal Company game. Yeah, that game fell out of favor quickly, but it was a fun little romp while it lasted. Very brief window.
Yeah.
I even know about Lethal Company. Is that that's not the space one that you play with your friends?
Yeah, it was the space one that you collect garbage. You look
for like flashlights and shit.
You literally look for trash. And you're like, we got a lot of trash this time. And it's more just fun joking with your friends, like, and having a good time with that. Like, it's not like there's much strategy to it other than running around.
That's a lot of games.
RNG. Yeah. Yeah.
People, I remember COD 4 was the best game ever. Yeah. Yeah. Have you tried it again?
You tried it again alone? Like, I bet it was a lot of the social aspect you were having fun with, like you and your boys getting home from, at least for me, getting home from high school. And being like, all right, time to grind. Let's play. It was so much fun.
Here's the video of it hitting it. It hits it in the first 3 seconds of the video. Yeah, I don't know if those games would be fun going back. I know PUBG wasn't. I tried to go back and play PUBG a couple years ago, and it was just like that Call of Duty 4 meme. You know, 50,000 people used to live here. Now it's a ghost town. Fucking just kind of wish I hadn't gone back, you know? Like you I wanted to remember... It's like open a casket from like years of someone who died 3 years ago. Like, oh, I probably should have remembered him the way though. Damn, things happen. Dropped. Oh my goodness.
You've got while I'm here, she's wearing some jewelry.
Yeah, it was upsetting.
While I'm here, she's wearing jewelry. Yeah.
I mean, you don't hear much about grave robbing anymore.
Yeah, I wonder why
we don't talk about it.
Are people still buried with jewelry?
I would imagine maybe caskets are better.
Oh yeah.
Actually, how much fucking better could caskets be? There's no way they're better.
Steel, like some of them are hermetically sealing because that people don't want the worms and shit to get to them. They're sealed in a steel box.
So it's just gonna
see Neil Tyson. Ugh. Is it
Neil deGrasse
Tyson? Yeah. Is it DeGrasse?
DeGrasse.
It's the show where. Where Drake is the crippled guy. Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Today's antiques trade has become streamlined industry, at speed of which.
What about Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I found it. I want to group watch this video, Zach, if you could put that up. I was always like, cremate me, and I still might be. Like, whatever's easiest on my loved ones, you know. Cremating is kind of easy to get done. There's no scheduling or whatever. But, he had his own thoughts on this, and it kind of stuck with me. Hopefully this is the right video. Zach, with audio, please.
at a funeral in the casket.
Just go down and back up to make it restart.
What a great feature.
What happens? Maintain the energy. Your temperature drops. How far does it drop? To room temperature. At a funeral in the casket, if you touch the hand of the person in the casket, your first thought is, the body's cold. No, it's not. It's room temperature. But it's cold compared to 100 degrees. They're no longer burning this energy. Okay, so now, every one of your molecules has energy within it. If you get cremated, that energy gets released in the form of heat. And you heat the air, and that air radiates to space. You get buried, which is how I want my body to be disposed of. Bury me. I don't want the energy content of my body to just get radiated out into space of no use to anybody. Put me in the ground. Let the worms, microbes, come in and out of my body. And the energy content of my body that I had assembled over my lifetime, consuming the flora and fauna of this earth, my body then returns to them. And thus is the cycle of life.
So I was good.
That's why I want that mountain funeral where they just lay you out and cut strips from you and allow the vultures to devour you.
I've seen a video of that. It's horrific.
Yeah, it's hard to
watch. It's like a Mongolian way of, it's a sky burial is what it's called.
Sky burial. I think it's South America though.
Oh, I thought it was like the steppes of Mongolia. Maybe because of the hats they're wearing.
Or something. Yeah, I had South America in my head for sure.
They like lay your body out and it's really fucking cold. And then a bunch of buzzards come and eat you and people just like watch you get eaten for a while. Yeah. They flay you a little bit, make it, you know, you're not trying to, make it easy on the buzzards. And then Tibet. Okay. Well, I don't know what kind of problems they have.
A big machine that slices you like that bagel slicer, not down the middle, but in, what do they call it? Slice like bread.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They do that for people. Boom. Now the buzzards would be so happy.
Turn you into soup stock. Yeah,
it's a great idea.
I mean, yeah, cremation's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, I would rather be cremated. I just want to get rid of me. If you want to compress me into a gemstone of some kind and wear me around your neck and make conversation in the future, that's cool. But burn me up first.
Someone's just gonna lose you.
I mean, I was never. What does that even mean? Once you're dead,
you're gonna get packed into a diamond and then lost.
Who would
a yard
lose
sale?
A diamond? First of all, that's I don't know off the top of my head what it would cost to take like 200 pounds of me and turn it into a diamond, but I bet it's expensive as fuck. I bet that's like a $90,000 diamond minimum. Minimum.
I want you to be
the probably a $400,000 diamond, something insane.
Be the decorative handhold of my cane. That'd be cool.
Ooh.
Actually, I want to be preserved in amber.
Your whole body, though, just in a big.
I'm naked in a tank of amber, and I look alarmed. Oh. I'm knocking on the. They pose me. That would be fun. Oh man, you could have some fun if like wills were what they told you they were.
Please tell me when I'm going to die. I want to go on a good cut before that process begins.
Yeah, so well, I think a lot of people do go on a cut before they die. Just wither away, looking lean.
There's a country song that's like it's prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Mm-hmm. It's the whole song. He doesn't want to be buried or cremated. He wants to be taxidermied.
Because that kid that had like a PlayStation controller put in his hand and he's like sitting in front. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, Zach, this is like a meme. Yeah. Zach, really? Just pull up. It's the black guy who died and he like at the funeral has himself posed in like a gamer chair with a PlayStation. Well, he requested he be posed in this way. Yeah. It's like.
This is dope. I hope he has headphones with cat ears on him for reasons. That would be fun.
Just his greatest enemy snuck that in.
Streamers wear those all the time. They don't seem like something boys should wear, but popular streamers wear it.
Cat boys.
I didn't know they did. Yeah, there it is. You guys haven't seen this?
First of all, I've never seen this. Second of all, this is horrific.
Yeah.
I will say this. I bet he needs a joint, right? He needs to be. I need a little like a joint between his fingers or in his mouth.
I do like
his snacks. These are some of my honestly favorite snacks. He has zebra cakes, Doritos, and a Barks root beer. That would be a good night.
Solid snack lineup. Minus the Doritos.
Yeah, that's a good diet for someone who doesn't care about the future.
Yeah. This, look at that man. He's svelte. He doesn't need, he can have some zebra cakes if he wants. Did,
he didn't get that physique on Doritos. No way. This just is false. Oh, a
little chocolate crunch.
Chocolate. Man, look at that. I really hope there's a PlayStation set up in front of him playing like some looped footage or something at least, or this is so bizarre, him just staring at a wall.
Yeah.
Or those augmented reality glasses. Look at this shit. But,
okay, there's no way this happened twice.
They put his fucking sneakers next to him, dude.
That's a different guy.
I know it's a different guy.
Grew.
I'm not so racist I can't tell two of them apart. Come on. However, it's literally a different black guy also wearing like a sports track suit, also posed with snacks, yeah, also and a video game console.
Thank you for clarifying that they were different people.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh
back.
My God, Zach, I didn't know this. We got to put a stop to
this.
Wendy
Williams. It's a little too early for this.
Didn't she just, is she dying or yeah. she just lose her job or what happened?
No, she has dementia.
She's a horrible person. So that's as close to God being like, and you too, as it gets.
What does she do? I don't know anything about her.
Is she a view host?
Is that right?
Yes. She's a horrible person. It's some takes that she's had and some things that she's said. She's upset me so much that I tried to delete her from my memory warehouse. But I, because it's upsetting, like her, what she's done. I can't remember what it is. It's, I do that with people sometimes. I just delete what they're, what do you say? Calling it extreme embalming.
Extreme embalming. I like the motorcycle guy in the lower right.
What if he died on a bike, though?
That does make it funnier.
You on the other side of that picture, right? Head's all
hilarious. Dangerous. I just noticed the fucking Green Lantern. How are we not talking about the Green Lantern? Pull that shit. I'm sorry, yeah, Zach. Give it back to us. I didn't notice the Green Lantern. The Black Lantern. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, if you guys dress me up as the Green Lantern when I die, give me a better outfit than that.
All right. Now, I will say this. I bet that the motorcycle, if I could believe that the Celtics one, the bike one, maybe that lady are real. I don't know what that white guy behind the car is. That seems like some sort of bit from a comedy movie.
But the Green Lantern up
there, there is no fucking way that that man was a fan of the Green Lantern. Certainly not enough to have this done to him. You know, there's just no fucking way. That's an obscure superhero who's only had that one Ryan Reynolds movie that tanked and then a bunch of comics. And forgive me for being a little racist, but I don't know if black folks love the Green Lantern. Was there a black Green Lantern that I don't know about? That's possible.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, this is legit then. Never mind.
The thing is, the Green Lantern's weakness is the color yellow. And he's really playing with fire with that curtain behind him.
Wait, the Green Lantern's weakness is yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah, I know. The Green Lantern is almost as powerful as Superman, yet he's got some real fucking weirdness about him, like the color.
What happens with yellow? Like, what is it, like kryptonite, where it's like you show him yellow and he's like, "Oh, my powers."
What? Let me Google it.
I thought I remembered that there's like some other lanterns, and they're like the bad lanterns or something, and maybe yellow energy comes out of their shit, and he's like vulnerable to that yellow energy. I didn't think it was such that he avoided the color. Like he wouldn't drive a yellow car. I don't think that's it, but
you can tell me the other way.
Stupider comics that I guess there's like a whole league of the.
I have the answer. So it changed. I guess in the beginning he just didn't have the ability to impact things that were yellow, and later he got color fear, and he has big problems that, like, he can't face things that are yellow.
What a bitch!
This is around the Vietnamese conflict, right?
Must be. That was his way. That was him shitting himself.
It's an allegory for an American GI wearing all green, afraid of that yellow man out in the jungle.
Mm-hmm. And for good reason. They got fucking punji pits. They got
covered in doo-doo. Those people were awful. Did you know we would do this thing where we would make a few rounds,
drop flaming magma on them? Yeah.
Well, we did that too. We're good at that. We did this thing where we'd make a few of their rounds like high explosive on the inside, so the gun would explode and like maim the user, but not all the rounds. Like 1 in 100 in a giant box of 10,000 maybe would be, or maybe 1 in 500. But the result was nobody wants to shoot their guns very much anymore, and nobody trusts the Russians who sent this shit very much anymore. That who are also advisors and stuff like that.
Is that how we won?
It's a pretty good idea.
I don't admit that we lost that conflict.
That was a tie.
It was a tie. Just like the Korean War was a tie. You can't, you know, that one's still going.
Dude, we lost. It's all right.
What do you mean we're still
lost? We're going to get the win streak back someday.
What did we lose? Because I don't think we declared war, A. And second of all, like, especially in Korea,
we didn't achieve our stated goals.
Stated by Nixon, a criminal. Actually, no, it's impossible for a president to be a criminal. But which makes that whole, you know, pardoning him thing a bit weird, doesn't it? Hope nobody points that out anytime soon.
Wait, impossible for a president to be a criminal?
They're all criminals.
What I'm making a bit of a joke about is that a big part of Trump's defense is that president is immune from everything. Like, you can't. And yet there's Richard Nixon requiring a pardon after leading office. It's sort of.
What did
I follow? I didn't catch the sarcasm in your tone.
What did he do later? Like, you was he? It seems like Nixon? You would know this more. Like, after getting out of office, like, what did he do? Like, just retire or
lots of good interviews.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen them.
I've heard he was a very smart guy
and had good interviews.
Who is that Jewish fellow that he had running the world? What was his name?
Oh, Kissinger.
Kissinger, yeah. He's got a great interview about Kissinger. Just glowing things to say about I think he's the smartest man in the whole world.
That was pretty cool. I liked that.
Nixon's easy. And talking about China and opening up China, and there was a good one about just world events. He's much older, or at least you know how aging works with presidents. He could have been the year after, but he looks rough. It's color. Yeah. It's color.
Almost every ex-president I see interviewed, I like more than I did when they were president.
Mm. Of course, Like, Bush is so likable these days.
So smart, and he's so informed on the issues, and he's kind of got it all together, and he's saying the right things. He's got a great plan.
You know who you don't see much anymore? Dick Cheney. Where's he been?
I wonder what his health is like.
Oh, no. With Halliburton,
he gets
at
like
his command,
a new kid heart.
He's got a whole mech suit he lives inside of now. He's not, he's some sort of ab human. What's Dick Cheney been up to? He's probably something evil.
Just popping off.
Probably something fucking evil. I was just watching. Stuck. I know it's fucking, it may be even a little pathetic, but it got recommended to me, and it was the Donald Trump election win night 35 minute video of cutting the commercials out, but all the network news coverage. And I always enjoy watching that. And I was thinking, like, man, these are all real thin margins he's winning by, you know, hundreds of votes in some cases. It's like, it's so close. It was so close in some instances how he won. Like, he would win counties by a dozen votes, and he would win states by a few hundred votes. Oh, see, he's turned into the Penguin. That's cool.
Damn.
Yeah, Batman.
He's even older than I thought he was. Or maybe
he'd be good in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I feel like he's got some.
He could step in for Frank. He could be Frank's brother.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
This is my brother, Dick Cheney. What, I never told you.
It's my former business partner. Did that in Vietnam.
We did a lot of business overseas.
Trump won a close election and he lost a close election.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really historic election. I really do. I think it's going to matter. I think the direction of the country and the world are going to be altered. If there are two Earths, one where Trump wins and one where Biden wins, and you fast forward 5 years, one is very different, I think. I think that country lines are different in one than they are in another, map lines. I think that all sorts of things could be different socially. It's a little worrying at times because I do see Trump having issues with, being alive and talking. But Biden's
making a lot of flubs. That whole dimension Dom thing, dementia Don. Jesus. I
rolls off the tongue.
The other people it probably does. It has some legs. I think the Democrats shooting back at Donald Trump's fitness in the same way that he shoots back at Biden's ethics has been a good tactic.
Fortunately,
don't
want to
focus
public,
on that.
Fortunately, for the voting public,
it just draws attention to Biden being a worse version of it.
I feel like there's this. Well, that issue becomes a push, right? If they only talk about Biden's brain, then it looks bad for Biden. If neither of them have a good brain, if every time Trump stumbles on words, which happens a lot more than it used to, or
you
he just
it if you're watching him,
or if he makes a silly thing. You hate to watch, you said?
No, they don't watch. The no one who's like an independent voter is watching Trump to try to glean something new about his stance or his policy. So they don't even see that shit. They might be watching Biden, though, to try to like, come on, maybe he will. I love that we're airdropping food into Gaza on one side and bombs on the other. It's United States Army bombs falling on their heads, blowing up what food they had. And it's United States Army fucking, and I get Air Force, whatever, who gives a shit. Food drops. I was like, are those United States Air Force planes flying over? Yes, they are. Huh.
I do not have a justification.
Oh, good.
What the fuck is that? This is hypocrisy at its zenith. It is so hypocritical.
Hypocritical?
To be dropping the aid on one
banging
side.
On all cylinders today, boys.
You know,
that's hard work. And the bombs on the other. What I was going to say earlier, though, is luckily for the voters, we get 5 presidential debates between Donald Trump and Biden. No, 3. No, none. None at all. We get no presidential debates.
No, you mean we don't get to watch them on stage argue about which one loves Israel more? That's crazy. Oh, man. Well, damn.
I don't think the debate thing's settled yet. Do you?
Yeah, they're not gonna put Biden up there to debate him.
I was reading about it today, and I thought it wasn't settled. That's all. We'll see. I hope they debate.
I bet they don't.
It would be entertaining.
I bet neither one of them are comfortable doing so. I feel like they're both probably feel like they have more to lose from a debate than either of them have to win from a debate. And I think they're both right. I think if Biden could get up there and show everybody that he can't cut the mustard, Trump, for whatever Trump has going on, he is a bully. And Biden's going to have a harder time fending him off and parrying his attacks this time. He would. Whereas I think Trump, even diminished if he is so, is still a good bully. He can still yell and call you names. And
good
your
enough
son,
bully Biden.
Your son has crack cocaine in the White House. We found it. That's all he's got to yell, you know?
Yeah.
My son, yes, that is true.
We were sure anyone's coke.
It could have been anyone. It could have been my coke. You're telling me you're running this country without cocaine?
Yeah. Can't run the country without cocaine.
Man, normally, Donald, that would get me in a bad mood, but I'm in a fantastic mood today.
That would be such a killer response if he made
they're
that
both
joke.
Got like tiny. They both have tiny little pupils, so they're just yacked out. Yeah. Dude, it is funny to have like a presidential debate where like someone could poop their pants.
I don't think we'd know it, though. I bet they're all diapered up.
You think they're diaped up?
Oh, I think if they're diapered up, you see it through their pants.
No, yeah. We got the advanced.
Dude, there's no way Trump could
days.
Sneak a diaper on with the size of his ass already. He's got like a
please
bring up they make it, the they make Zach. You'll know. Bring up the picture now. Of Squidward after he eats the Krabby Patties in SpongeBob, and that is the kind of ass and hip ratio that Trump has.
Yeah, he is caked up.
Yeah, if it weren't the fact that it was all like fast food and fat. He would look like a guy who never ever skipped leg day, but always skipped arm day.
He did a conference, not a press conference, but an address, I suppose. He stood in front of a camera, recorded a thing, and uploaded it. Looking pretty good. Looking pretty good, better than you think. He was talking about the Supreme Court.
What's his weight looking like? Is he
about the same? It didn't look inflated. I didn't think he'd lost any weight. You know, he has his long tie on.
Is he back to pre-president weight, or is he like back to like president fat weight? Okay.
No, I don't. He didn't look to me like a skinny man. But he was talking about the Supreme Court ruling that, or looking at, they voted 9-0 on him
Colorado
not
thing,
being able to take it off the ballot, right? And they're going to look into the January 6th thing later on. So I think he was saying that he's like he can't take people off ballots.
Yeah, they decided the Supreme Court. Decided that it wasn't a state right issue to decide who's on the ballot. So they're on the left, they're like, oh, states' rights are awful. What you feel like they should be, huh? You know, when it comes to Roe v. Wade, you push it to
the
states.
Some of the left.
When it comes to
not with
the ballots, you take it from the states.
There's 3 lefty Supreme Court justices who agreed.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. They mostly agreed.
Yeah,
they agreed so much they voted for it.
Well, they issued a dissent as well, where they said that they went too far to describe what the remedy is to enact this part of the 14th Amendment. So the three of them had I thought it was three of dissent, but one of the dissenters was the new chick, Amy Coa Barrett, or something like that.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, we agree that he needs to be on the ballot, but we don't agree with some of this other stuff that's in it.
But 6-3 on that Supreme Court. That's his biggest win. That's his biggest win by far. They're all young as shit too.
Didn't they all look at McConnell recently?
But what'd you say, Taylor?
I thought didn't the Supreme Court do like didn't they rule on some gun thing that you wouldn't have anticipated if it was
stock thing? Yeah, but I don't know.
I think it came down 5-4 with Edwards joining the liberals because he's kind of middleman. No, I think it was to like further. It was like an anti-gun. I saw gun people not pleased.
They went back and forth. I think there's been some discussion on whether the ATF is capable of deciding that bump stocks are illegal or something like that. I know I melted all of mine years, or had my dad actually melt all of the ones that he had years ago. And then they're like, actually, what, huh?
Like after you melted it, what'd you do?
What do you mean?
Left it in the fire pit, probably.
Oh, I was imagining like a smelting with like a bunch of liquid metal now. I thought you were doing something way cooler. Okay.
No, they're plastic. They're plastic. So like melting them is like super easy to destroy something that the ATF was just going to, hey, actually, these are all machine guns now. Whoa, what? Well, that's 10 years in prison each. Sure is, but where are they, by the way? Fuck you, dude. Get out of here. They're in the fireplace tonight.
I did see some like Supreme Court quotes about the bump stock thing from Jackson and maybe another one where they just were getting corrected by the gun guy over and over and over where it was like, so you just need one trigger pull to shoot 800 rounds. And the guy's like, again, no, like that's not what this is. And they're like, but it does shoot multiple rounds per trigger pull. And he's like, no, what are we doing? No, like this is absurd. Like a YouTube video could have informed you on this beforehand. In your bathroom break before this hearing, you could have watched a 30-second video that would have been like, hey, Tom's gun's here. Quick bump stock rundown. And then
I've got a video. Done
that. This is why I think the what the fuck is it? It's not FAA, and I can't not say that. What am I? ATF.
And
ATF. This is why I think the ATF should decide. Because what happens is when you make judges or lawmakers, Congress, decide all the details of what a thing should be, you get people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about making the rules. So I'll switch it over to the, I'm sorry, say it again.
It's preferable to have the AATF decide, because when you let the agency who enforces laws decide what the laws are, they decide that anything that they want is illegal. And then they go and arrest people and run their score up. That's what they do. They're always trying to say, ooh, I don't like that thing you've done. It skirts around this and that. Let's make this person a criminal. Let's make this person a criminal real quick. Can we do that? Get everybody together. We're going to make that guy a criminal.
You're starting to
But he's in a field, sir.
But like, so that's a really good point, and it might change my stance. But let me go where I was going to. FAA. This is something I know a little bit more about. If you were to get fucking Congress to have to decide what airline regulations would be, we'd be stuck in 30 years ago. And a lot of the rules would make no sense. You know, maybe they just don't understand that the doors between the captain and the passengers can only be so heavy, right? If they said they have to be bulletproof, well, now fucking planes don't fly. Or planes, now we have three less passengers on them because we have this steel door. I don't know what it is. If we decide how much rest crew needs between flights, like I would much rather have the FAA come up with these rules as subject matter experts than Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example, right? You want her to make the details of the laws. That's why things like the ATF, the FAA, the EPA define some of the rules. But Kyle's point is good too. They do have the ability to define bad rules.
Yeah. And I don't trust the ATF's history. They've done a lot of sinister stuff. They're
mad at people.
Right. So the EPA, I think they have some fuck ups, right? Like Bill Maher always complains about his garage door. I don't know if you've heard about that, but he had like an 8-year saga of trying to get his garage door approved.
The EPA doesn't have rocket launchers.
and the EPA Environmental Protection Agency, he's like, this is terrible. I can't work with this. Your government is oppressing my garage door. What the fuck? It's like, this is dumb. and it is dumb, he's right. So the EPA, ATF, I don't really love everything they do. The FAA, I kind of do love most of what they do. I think they do a good job.
Only one of those groups has snipers.
Yeah. And it's the one I don't want making any sort of unilateral laws. Actually, the ATF's going to come after you again, Kyle. They're going to make it illegal again. They're going to go, we didn't hit them hard enough. And then they're going to get you.
I didn't have any issues with the ATF.
No? Really?
Never.
Yeah, I guess not.
I guess they didn't get involved.
No. I mean,
the reason I thought they were part of it.
They had PEA. To be a third party to handle, like, you know, when there's weapons there, like they were involved, but I never had any issues with the ATF as far as like they never said I did anything wrong and I never really had to defend myself against them. We had some issues over explosives back in the day on whether it's commercial use of explosives to detonate them on YouTube. There was a back and forth legally on that, but it wasn't as much criminal as it was sort of trying to decide what the law was and enforce it however they wanted really was the problem. No, commercial use is when I run a fucking mine, when I'm blowing all that fucking like rock out of that mountain and harvesting ore. That's commercial use of explosives. I'm shooting the over-the-counter shit that anybody can go buy at Dick's Sporting Goods on the internet. The fact that I'm getting some profit from it is, I mean, there's lots of people shooting it and earning a profit everywhere. Every gun show had it. Every machine gun shoot. I don't know if it's Marjorie Taylor Greene or the other one made a campaign at where they're shooting Tannerite. Is that commercial use of explosives? Should we investigate her? No. It's not explosives anyway. You never owned explosives. You owned some binary compounds. Those explosives got detonated in that field. They're all gone.
I like the
loophole. It's like one of those marijuana laws where you can't possess marijuana, but you can sell marijuana and you can smoke marijuana.
We do have
like you have explosives? No. How about now? Kinda. Boom. Do you have explosives? No.
Where? You know, it's, find me one iota in this destroyed refrigerator of explosives.
They brought the lab out. The guys with the fucking goggles were out in the dirt, like taking samples, beakers and shit, looking for like real deal explosives in the ground and stuff like that. They're like, we know he's used C4 out here somewhere, which I always took as a bit of a compliment. It's like in a video game when somebody calls you a cheater. Yes. They thought I was making those pyrotechnics with C4. Yeah. I was doing it with over-the-counter shit. I was terrified.
I remember you developed some real expertise around it. You're like, depending on the effect I'm going for, I'm really learning how to do it. Do you want something smoky? Get some diesel in there. Do you want something loud? That's the Tannerite or the red dot you also liked, if I recall. I can't tell you everything you knew, but you knew shit. I was impressed when you explained it.
Yeah, we messed around with it so much and just sort of trial and error. And then some stuff is just kind of, I bet this will make it sticky. Yeah, that'll make it sticky.
Yeah. Put it in. Well, it is syrup. So and
I tried a bunch of things that didn't work at all. Like I remember one time.
Stop eating ammonia peroxide.
You were kind of a Willy Wonka of sorts over there.
We were trying to use powdered sugar and flour once as an explosive, but I was trying to like atomize it and then ignite it. Because I knew in those big grain explosions, that's what happens. Like enough flour dust in the, like gets atomized so that it can explode. And I was trying to do that, but we couldn't figure that out. I was basically just exploding a whole bunch of flour and then lighting it on fire in the air.
Probably for the best.
You've got a point.
Probably.
Yeah. Woody and I would be talking about your upcoming release if that were the case.
Yeah.
Take Kyle back, comes back SS tattoo under the eye.
The ATF right thought here. I had big explosives, but it was just powdered sugar.
What's powdered rats, I guess? Yeah. I highly recommend Shogun. I think Shogun. You'll all like it very much. It's excellent.
Yeah, I'm excited for the YouTube videos. Anyway, PKN 498.